Ground Cover News is a nonprofit street paper that was founded in April 2010 as a means to empower low-income persons to make the transitions from homeless to housed and from jobless to employed. Vendors purchase each copy of the Ground Cover News regular edition at our office for 50 cents. This money goes towards production costs. Vendors work selling the paper on the street for $2, keeping all income and tips from each sale. This audio production was made possible by the Ann Arbor District Library, recorded at Fifth Avenue Studios. If you consistently enjoy Ground Cover Speaks, continuing to buy physical newspapers from Ground Cover vendors ensures that we can sustain production. The physical paper and in-person interaction is at the heart of our work. You can find the link to our next audio recording in the upcoming print issue of Ground Cover News. Thanks for listening.
Special thanks to our print advertisers, the People's Food Co-op, St. Francis of Assisi Parish, First Baptist Church, Bethlehem United Church of Christ, the Office of Community and Economic Development, Cineholic, Art on a Journey, Ann Arbor for Public Power, Four Directions, and the Ypsilanti Food Co-op.
Bettering Yourself by Sean Swapper, Ground Cover Vendor Number 574. Self-reflecting is something as important as meditation. You should look in the mirror every day and say something nice to yourself when others put you down or say something against you. Once you get the hang of it, most of your doubts about yourself melt away. You should have a mantra that you repeat in your head. You don't need to say it out loud to cause a scene or end up in some kind of argument or physical confrontation. You bettering yourself, not bettering others. It is on them if they can't see through it on their own. People can be effing up in their head, so they throw it on you. These people who think they're better than you, these are people who stab you in your back. These are people you cannot trust. These are people who have a hard time getting out of their own heads. People who is exercise and great lesson for is for. Maybe someday they will get where you are, but I do not believe so because I do not believe in karma. I do believe in blessings, and if they harm other people, they should be getting nothing in return or it should backfire in their face. Just remember that you are a good soul and that as long as you do the right things, you will come back to you. There's not a timetable, nor is there a way to know it will exactly come back. It is for people who are bouncing back and getting situated again, but it really can help everyone. You get up in front of morning and make it part of your routine, and you say something positive about yourself in the mirror. Sometimes you could say something negative that should give you a chance to better yourself on things that you may feel are not your strong suit.
Undercover Art Intel, How Art Can Save People. Cindy Gear, Ground Cover Vendor Number 279. Stefan David Pate, growing up in a military family is not simple. There were three things that really affected me. First was the constant moving from base to base. This led to insecurity issues. The second issue was the lack of family. The higher the rank, the less time one sees family on a regular basis. And last but not least, the uncertainty of what a war will bring and how it will affect me and my family. Pate's family traveled around the world and within the United States, living on many bases and near the Pentagon. As a child, he suffered from ADD and ADHD, as well as other issues that have created many personal pains for years. The one thing that was a true help in all the frustration was the creation and use of his artistic talents. I discovered I had real talent at the very young age of 4. It was my dad who saw my ability to draw. He sat me down one day and told me to draw for him. So I did. I created an image that totally impressed him to support my artwork. As I got older, he would always have a pen and paper to help me to calm down because of my ADHD. He had the ability to see how art would give me time to think and slow down. I remember in high school, as a freshman, this kid needed help drawing in art class. So I took him under my wing, and by the time he graduated, he used what I showed him over the years to go on and become an architect in real life. What I love about my artwork is the thrill of others when they see my talent. I am what people call a perfectionist when it comes to my artwork. I love the detail work I do to create soft images of swans, trees, flowers, as well as edging, making stationery and postcards, as well as magnets for fun, helping me to slow down and think, keeping me calm. Mindfulness is a therapy for disabled people that has increased over the past 10 years, and Pate, in his own way, discovered how to do mindfulness with the use of art therapy. This can change lives, and it did for Pate. I asked him how this helped him. He told me, if it was not for drawing as a kid with my dad, I know I would have been more out of control. It was the use of art that helped me keep myself under control with rage and impulsivity. I'm discovering what it takes to calm down. This is a lifelong process that I deal with all the time. Stefan is not under any drug influences, and so he uses art as a real ongoing non-drug therapy. I fully believe in non-drug actions for disabled people. Too often in our society, we go directly to the drug rather than see any kind of alternative for low-income and disabled people. Disabilities are a revolving door for Big Pharma to make millions, and the more disabled people that are labeled, or what I call stamped, the more they are pushed into taking drugs and then suffer from life-threatening long-term effects that are not watched. The more they die from the drugs rather than the disability. To me, this is a real issue not being addressed. No oversight or regulations to check the truth on many disabled people's diagnoses. It is also my own personal reality. When I was homeless, Pate told me to check out the truth of the marriage of homelessness and disability with the drug pushers within the system. What I found was very sad. The doctor asked me to take lithium for my fetal alcohol syndrome. If I took such a hard drug, this could have led me to suffer the side effects and maybe to take heroin and crack. This all happened back in 2014. The system has changed since then, but not by much. When people take control over their disabilities, they find freedom and truth. Pate took charge of his own life with the use of art therapy, and he told me this is a lifelong process. He will live with, but art changed his life. Most of the art he chooses to do is in fact given away as gifts. Even artists use their art for many different reasons. Some use it for profit and others for personal well-being. Still, others as gifts.
The Game of the Throne by Jim Clark, ground cover vendor number 139. From the mire of the Dark Ages, the mold-injected, formaldehyde-infused construction worker butt port-a-john comes the renaissance of outdoor public toilets. Ann Arbor's Parks and Recreation Department proudly brings us The Throne. The Throne is a smart toilet that sends a link to your phone to gain access and monitors how long you are in it. Like a knight in shining armor, The Throne monitors for cleanliness and preventative maintenance. The Throne can also summon management and law enforcement if you are in it too long. I used The Throne this summer at Sonic Lunch. The attendant, Rebecca, taught me how to get in. Scan the QR code and The Throne will send you a link, Rebecca instructed. When it's your turn, click on the link and the door will open. Do not click the link before the current occupant leaves and the available sign comes on. Otherwise, you will have to start over. Rebecca continued, the link sends an unlock code to the door. It's like getting buzzed in, so the timing has to be right. Rebecca talked about working for Throne Labs, the makers of The Throne. They're a good company doing a good thing, she said, referring to the company's mission and vision to provide the public with clean, safe, and accommodating commodes. People are appreciative, she added. Rebecca facilitates the guests of the facility and helps to keep it clean. Thrones are remotely monitored. A sensor tracks how long you take. There is a 10-minute limit with warnings. After 15 minutes, the door opens a crack. Then it gives another warning before it opens all the way. Then a notification goes to the throne manager on duty. If they determine there is a safety issue, they may summon first responders. I asked Scott Spooner, deputy manager for Ann Arbor Parks and Recreation, why the stall was installed in Liberty Plaza. There are two reasons. One is that there are no public bathrooms in the area. And secondly, people who frequent the park use it as a bathroom, which ends up being the city's responsibility to clean up. Derek Delacourt is the Ann Arbor Community Service Administrator who oversees Parks and Recreation. Derek is on a mission to provide better public services, especially bathroom facilities. I asked him how The Throne solves Ann Arbor's public potty problem. The Throne is a one-year pilot program which began in June 2024. It was funded by the American Rescue Plan Act, the University of Michigan, and Ann Arbor's Downtown Development Authority. When asked about his role, he replied, I was tasked with improving our public restroom system. At the time, we were using regular port-a-johns. The toilets were too hard to maintain. Some companies quit doing business with Ann Arbor because of their misuse. We are considering permanent structures, but they are expensive and have their own problems. After doing some research, I discovered Throne Labs. Although they were more expensive, the added features prevent the maintenance and safety problems presented by them. But why worry about toilets at all? Derek says, all citizens are entitled to a clean, usable facility. It's for the public good. I want to add that Ann Arbor works for better public quality services in general. This includes our homeless population. Anthony M., Ann Arbor denizen and regular at Liberty Plaza, has been using toilets his entire life. I asked him about his experience with The Throne. Is it unlike any bathroom you've ever used? Yeah, it is unlike any bathroom I've ever used. How so? Because it is internet capable. He pointed out that the internet connection would make it easy to summon someone if there was a horrible mess. Anthony originally said, because it's run by AI. We agreed that that would be giving it too much credit and a little creepy. What was your favorite feature? It is a porta potty that has running water and is always clean. Anything else? It would be cool if it told people about any cool events happening in town. Anthony agrees with the mission of Throne Labs. He says, dignity is important to people, and elimination is basically part of digestion. So shouldn't a clean, safe toilet be as important as food and water? There are 8 Throne stalls installed in Ann Arbor, at Washington and Main Street, the Farmers Market, Liberty Plaza, the Delano Center, West Park, Riverside Park, and 2 in Veterans Park. The Throne is wheelchair accessible, and you can get a pass card from City Hall or the Delano Center if you do not have a smartphone.
Our wedding day, Tap the Almond. I'm so happy to be able to say I am now Mrs. Sean Almond. Me and the love of my life got married August 11th, 2024. Even though we did not have the money to have my dream wedding, it was still the most amazing day I could have asked for. We planned the entire thing in just 3 days, and in the end, it turned out perfect. There was 9 people there besides me and my husband. I was lucky enough to find a beautiful dress for only $3 and a veil for $10. After getting married, we had a barbecue with some amazing food. I'm so blessed I'm clean and sober because my dad is back in my life, and I could have never imagined getting married without my dad there. My dad and my 16-year-old son walked me down the aisle. It was so special to me to have them give me away to the love of my life. We plan on having a big wedding on one of our anniversaries. I can also say God was on our side because, literally, we was not able to find someone to do the ceremony until 30 minutes before the wedding. So we was very blessed about that. My husband's son was also able to come, and we are very thankful about that. And it feels so good that my family actually likes my husband. I will never forget what my stepmom said to me right after the ceremony. She pulled me to the side and told me that I better treat him good because Sean is a good man, and she knows a good man when she sees one. Me and Sean have been through a lot in our relationship, and we are excited for this chapter together. I couldn't be happier. I finally found a man that truly loves me and wants to spend the rest of our lives together. It's both mine and his first and only marriage. He means everything to me, and it feels so good to be able to call Sean Almond my husband. I'm so happy we made it. I wouldn't want to spend my life with anyone else. He truly is my soulmate. We had an amazing night, and I can't wait to see what the rest of our lives together have in store for us.
Where do we go from here? A poem by Wayne S. It's ending, can't you see what it's done to me? That's right, it's ending, you've had enough. You've seen all you want to see. It's over, you said so yourself. It's ending, I can still hear the words. You think of me in a different light. Yes, that's right, I thought we were so much alike. You were all I wanted, then something happened. I don't know what, I don't know when, but it's ending and I couldn't question why. I know it couldn't be what you said it was, and so do you. Where do we go from here? No matter what, no matter when, I hope you'll always be my friend. I need that more than ever at this point in my life. Take the pain away, that's all I ask. Where do we go from here?
El poema del universo, las santas escrituras escritas para ayudar más las manifestaciones de la vida y de la destrucción del universo. Las estrellas y los luceros no tienen el sueño ni el pensamiento para cambiar la humanidad. ¿Qué está esperando para ayudar y cambiar la vida? Gracias.
Do Students Matter? By Ken Parks, ground cover vendor number 490. There are many kinds of students. Learning begins in the womb and continues until we are fully enlightened. That is a bold statement which requires some study and experience. Even if it is possible to be fully enlightened in this lifetime, how many of us are prepared for that? Theory and practice, that dialectic becomes lifelong learning. To go from mindfulness of breath to mindfulness of mind, let alone to fully enlightened mindfulness, is a journey into timeless time. Consider the first law of thermodynamics. Matter and energy cannot be created or destroyed in any closed system, but can change form from one form to another. Is consciousness a unity of matter and energy? When evolutionary scientists look at intuition and its role in evolution, many end up stuck on the brain as the origin of consciousness. They may not understand the laws of nature and the possibility of consciousness as inherent in nature, able to evolve from simple to complex life forms. Whatever you study, you need a context that helps you work with the parts of the puzzle. This is particularly important when you see there are parts that don't fit in the puzzle. The amount of data available can be overwhelming, and the challenge to sift relevant information in it is a test of mindful attention and understanding of priorities. The truth is what matters. Understanding of the truth changes as you explore the mystery of your life and begin to face reality. So which reality awaits you? If you hear the ticking of the doomsday clock, you may notice our central planners with trillions to play with are preparing for high-tech nuclear war. NATO is placing nuclear weapons on the Russian border and turning a deaf ear to appeals for a treaty that respects every country's security needs, especially nuclear disarmament. We have the elephant in the room regardless of what you are studying. Basic research about our fundamental assumptions and subsequent theories is always good. Quantum mechanics has yet to fully replace Newtonian assumptions about cause and effect, especially the machine view of reality. Quantum probability becomes the best context to discover the truth. I loaned out my copy of Niels Bohr's The Limits of Human Knowledge. Copenhagen is a brilliant play by Michael Frayn about a conversation between Bohr and Heisenberg in 1941, when Heisenberg, a student of Bohr, was in charge of Hitler's atomic bomb project. Study Dr. Pierre Corey. He has been decertified due to his advocacy of ivermectin for COVID-19. Big pharma and compliance culture targeted him in order to give emergency approval and mandates for a vaccine that was not fully tested. The story behind the pandemic may be as difficult to unravel as the JFK assassination. Once again, we come to our own conclusions based on the narratives and information that we embrace. The middle class inclines to believe the authority of official experts with the attitude of go along to get along. There are times when this is good advice. We need analytic mindfulness to question the experts who may be following orders and making too much money to tell the truth. I wrote Spring Forward, Feel Your Toes a few months after I took the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and my right leg gave out. Every phenomena has more than one cause, and I had prepared for the vaccine with extra doses of vitamin C and antioxidants. I met a nurse who broke into tears when I said, Johnson & Johnson. That's the one that caused so many amputations, she cried out. My leg healed, but now I have more arthritis, which cleared up temporarily during my month in Cuba during May 2023. It was mango season, and there's a tree near my room. The family was a healing presence, so I was in paradise. I still eat from the tree of knowledge, so I'm afflicted with the common dualism and various forms of ignorance that arose with Paradise Lost. Remember Eve and the serpent. A book of essays about Ursula Le Guin has a quote that comes to mind. Those who do not learn the language of dragons are doomed to live out the nightmares of politicians. The fixation on a permanent self is the deep ignorance also called egocentricity. My favorite teacher of science now is Dr. Jack Cruz, a neurosurgeon who is a quantum biologist and was awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics in 2016. Check him out. He is a proponent of decentralized medicine, has been deplatformed by centralized medicine, but continues the work. His conversation with Dr. Andrew Huberman, the Stanford neuroscientist, and Rick Rubin, the music man, are masterpieces in the art and science of reality. Knowledge that leads to wisdom and compassionate activity is what matters. Students who pursue the interrelatedness of their specialty in the context of nature and the laws of nature matter very much. Buddha and Jesus are among those who inspire us to have mercy on ourselves and others and step on the path of unconditional love. May you cross the finish line of this path, the great going beyond, which leaves nothing behind. Everything matters, especially you, but nothing is permanent. Enjoying this moment as a presence that cannot be measured, but becomes an awareness that experiences past, present, and future in the context of timeless time. Whitney Webb, who does Unlimited Hangout as a website and YouTube, shows her investigative journalism on artificial intelligence, globalism, and central planners in The End of the World as We Know It. Also, Richard Werner's writings on the deep state. Become an engaged student and look at what matters. I hope we meet at the International Day of Peace on celebration September 21st. See the details below and search annarborcommunitycommons.org.